ಶ್ರೀ ಗಣೇಶಾಯ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಸರಸ್ವತ್ಯೈ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಓಂ ಸಮಸ್ತ ಜನಕಲ್ಯಾಣೇ ನಿರತಂ ಕರುಣಾಮಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಚಿನ್ಮಯಂ ದೇವಂ ಸದ್ಗುರುಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಮಿದ್ವರಂ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. I had said that, you know, I will talk about how to implement the instructions that we receive from our scriptures and also from gurus, and so that's the topic that I'm taking here. See, for you know, most of us in this room, we are all spiritual seekers and we are looking for our realization. Of course, some of you might be realized already, but I'm not one of that, okay, yet. Okay. So for what we see is, for everything we need some kind of a qualification. Okay. Without the qualification, whatever you try, it is not going to work for us. So even in Tattva Bodha, the very first text that if you go for studying Vedanta, the first text is Tattva Bodha, written by Adi Shankaracharya. And there, Adi Shankaracharya, he says, what is the qualification needed for a spiritual seeker? And there, especially, he talks about the one for the Upanishads, you know, like a deep study. So he talks about Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti, you know, that is fourfold qualifications: Viveka, Vairagya, Shatka Sampatti, and Mumukshutvam. He talks about it. So when we read those things and we start wondering, when am I going to get this qualification and when I am going to be ready for the study of the Upanishads and all that. So sometimes we get scared, but you know, as Guruji said, you know, when we were in the Vedanta course, the first text, you know, he took Tattva Bodha, he said, don't get scared when I say that Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti you have to have. He says, you all left house and you came here to study. That itself shows you have Vairagya. So never feel that, you know, you don't have the qualification, I have to get this, I have to get that. With whatever the qualifications you have, you proceed. And that's what he had said that. And so even if, you know, like we see for the Grihasthas, Adi Shankaracharya has written a text called Sadhana Panchakam. There is 5 verses with 4 lines each, and each line has 2 instructions. Very beautiful text. That's one of my favorite book, you know, very small text. And anyway, so in that one, the very first instruction that is Adi Shankaracharya gives is Vedo Nitya Madhiyatam. Study the scriptures every day. Okay. So when we see all these things, we realize how much important these qualifications are. If we don't have the qualifications, we are not going to gain anything. It's like, you know, like now we are listening to Swami Prakashanandaji, and we do get, you know, some of the points, you know, it goes in our head, hey, I should do this one, I should do this one. So they are like a very fertile seed. That seed goes, you know, but the problem is our mind is not fertile. You know, it is full of rocks and full of weeds. And so even though we sow a fertile seed, it doesn't have a place to grow properly. So we have to make the our brain pure, then only it will take root. Just like outside, when you till the land and remove all the unwanted thing and then plant the seed and then water it, it will grow. Same way here also, we listen to the knowledge, but it doesn't stick to us. It will stay for a few days. You know, we'll say, oh, this is what Swamiji said, this is what Swamiji said, this is... And then, you know, slowly, slowly we can say, wonder what he said last year. That time we think we remembered. but you know it is gone. So it's very, very important. That is the reason, you know, we need to have the proper mind to have this knowledge to penetrate us, and that is what we call purity of the mind here. And here, like, you know, we hear so many values. Unless we put it in our life and then practice it, it doesn't become a virtue. So every value that we hear, okay, it should become our virtue. Then only, you know, that you have practiced. Once it becomes your virtue, it cannot go. It just stays there. And so that is very important here. So here, I just wanted to talk to you about how to implement, okay, some of the values and, you know, go on in our spiritual life. So most of you have read or heard about Patanjali Yoga Sutras. And Patanjali Yoga Sutras, it has yamas and niyamas. You might have heard this one, you know, five yamas and five niyamas. Okay? Those are the words I'm going to take, but I'm not going to explain what Patanjali has said. But I'm going to tell you how you can use those words, you know, and implement those things in our life. Very simple. I'm not going to go into detailed things at all here. So there are, as I said, 10 commandments. There are 5 yamas and 5 niyamas. Okay? So here, when we talk about the yamas and niyamas, these are nothing but the do's and don'ts. 5 things to do, 5 things not to do. That's all. That simple it is. So if it's, what are the first yamas? These are the ones that you need to avoid. Okay? Here, avoidance is more important than, you know, do's. Don'ts are important than do's. So these don'ts, that is yamas, they are called actually mahavrata. You know, vratam. We take a vow, okay? And these are called maha, the great vows in our life. So what is the yamas, okay? When I say it, you say, no, what is this? But I will explain to you, okay? So the first, the 5 yamas that is given in the Patanjali Yoga Sutra is ahimsa, satyam, asteya, brahmacharya, and aparigraha. So we all know the simple meanings for this one. Ahimsa, everybody knows, non-injury. Satyam is, you know, truthfulness. Asteya is non-stealing. Brahmacharya is celibacy. And aparigraha is non-possession. So first, you know, ahimsa, let us take the ahimsa. We all know, you know, that, you know, ahimsa paramo dharmaha. You know, we all know that ahimsa is very, very important. But I'm not going to talk about ahimsa in a big thing. What is the ahimsa that I'm going to say? What, here, I said don'ts, right? So when I say ahimsa, then it is not that you should not be following ahimsa. You should, what is the avoiding thing that you should do here? Himsa. Avoiding himsa is ahimsa. So that is the meaning that you have to take here. You don't take in ahimsa, you know, you should not follow ahimsa, okay? So what is this himsa? Himsa, we can see that is injury at 3 levels. Very simple things. As I said, this is not very hard. You just have to think about it and then it will go in your mind. So at physical level is himsa. What is the at physical level? We don't have to slap anybody or anything like that, you know. But even the, you know, like a banging your phone because, you know, you didn't like the person that you were talking to, or you just throw the things. Okay, that itself is physical himsa. So simple things like that, you know, like throwing a book away or a pen away or getting angry, all this is himsa at physical level. And what is himsa at verbal level? We all know, right? I don't have to say much. Okay, using the abusive words, indecent words, you know, that is a himsa at verbal level. And what is at the mental level? Same thing. You know, thinking about hurting somebody, You might not say that, no, I didn't do it, you know, but that thought came to me. Even the thought, you know, as Guruji says, even the thought is as powerful as doing an action. So we might think, you know, nobody knows. And we might even realize that, you know, a bad thought came in my mind and I'm glad I didn't do it. It's good, you know, that is, the at least at that level we stopped. But even when that bad thought comes, unless you offer it to Bhagavan, you made a karma there. I tell you that. It's already done. So Guruji always used to say that you might think that, you know, nobody heard or anything. But you remember that Chitragupta, that is in your heart, he keeps flashing, tuck, 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 picture after picture after picture. You know, so he knows what you thought, what you did, everything he knows. But don't say, no, I didn't do anything. Yeah, so this ahimsa, this is all we have to do. Okay? That is being conscious of every action that we do. That is ahimsa. Isn't it simple? Yes. Okay. Now the next one is satyam. Satyam is, we all know, you know, satya, that satyam vada, our Upanishads say. So we all say, you know, well, we don't tell any lies. So this is also, you can do it, you know, at three levels. But I'm not going to go into detail of everything, but you think also, when we talk about satya, you know, like we have to focus on the truth. What do you mean by focusing on the truth? Very, very simple things. We do things, but we don't even think, like, oh, I did something wrong there. For example, I used to tell, you know, like, say, some phone call came, and you are home, but you realize who that person is calling, and your child answers the phone, and you tell the child, I'm not. Have we done it in our life? We have. I have done it too. Okay, that is asatyam. That is the thing, you know, we do so many things in our life without paying any attention. I didn't hurt somebody by doing that. That's what we justify. But that is also not being honest to your own heart. You are not truthful to your own heart. So we need to be careful there. And then the third one is asteyam. That is, you know, non-stealing. So I'm sure we all feel, you know, well, this doesn't, you know, I don't have to worry. I don't steal anything. So this value, I already have it. This virtue, I already have it. But let us sit and think, do we really have this one completely? Okay. Non-stealing is something you get some services from anybody without paying for that is stealing. I go to Patel Brothers, you know, for my Indian groceries. They have all these chivdas and everything there that you can take a bag and then put it, and it is written there, okay, no eating before paying. But have you seen people there take a bit and put it in their mouth and then giving it to the children also? Have you seen even in Kroger or wherever, you know, the child is already eating the banana, but the mother is still shopping? See, these all we think, you know, oh, the child was very angry, I'm going to pay for it later. No. It's already you have stolen it. That is, that you have already done that action. So we need to be very careful, you know, when we were in Warner Robins, we used to go walking, you know, in the circle. And near our house, there was a small apple tree. It's not huge apples, very small ones. And the tree was maybe about 3 feet tall and all that. And it was loaded with that. Nobody was picking that. A few will have even fallen and everything there. So when we used to walk, we felt like, what's wrong in picking a couple of them? And we did. Okay, so I have done my stealing also. But we don't pay any attention to that one. So any action, any result that we take without paying for that, that is stealing. Okay? Got it? Yeah. Tough one, okay? Yeah, but you see, this is where I said, you know, conscious living is so important. Okay, let's go to the next one, okay? Now, so that is the asteya. Next is brahmacharya. So brahmacharya is, you know, we normally translate it as celibacy, right? But here, what I want to say about brahmacharya is, it is that attitude towards the opposite sex. Okay? Like how a man talks to a woman, or how a woman talks to a man, you should have the proper attitude. We should not have this one, oh, who cares? I just said it like this. So we should, that why we do that? Because of our ego. We feel that, you know, I'm equal to them or I'm higher than them. So because of that ego, we talk like that. So brahmacharya is having a proper attitude towards the opposite sex. That's it. We should know how to behave. We should be a role model for our children. That is brahmacharya. So, and the last one in yamas is the aparigraha. Aparigraha, parigraha means possession. Aparigraha is non-possession here. So here, what it is, you know, like the more possessions we have, the more headaches we have actually. Yeah. So what is it that we need to learn in this aparigraha? Simple living, high thinking. This is the most important. Simple living, you know, is very easy actually. But we make it complicated. If you really look and see what all the things that we have in our house, and see an item, okay, when was the last time you even thought of that you have that item in the house? When was the last time you used that item? And we collect, I don't know why we collect like this one, you know. So this is aparigraha. So we should make it a point to say, no, I don't need this one. Whatever we just, you know, if you see, like even Guruji used to travel all around the world, right? And how much he used to carry with him? One carry-on suitcase, that's it. Nothing more he used to carry. Guruji, that's all? I said, yeah. When I go there, I get my clothes washed. So he used to keep 4 pairs of clothes, that's it. And he, world traveler. Simple living is so important. So we should learn to limit the possessions that we have. I remember that you might have heard the name or you might not have heard, Prema Pandurang. Okay, Prema Pandurang, she was saying in one of the lectures that, you know, this aparigraha, how to do this one. Because it's not easy for us to get rid of our things. And we have that attachment to those things. Oh, you know, this one, we bought it when I went on my honeymoon. So this makes so much. But what does it matter? But we don't think like that. So what she was telling was, go to your closet, okay, and count the number of hangers you have on the the clothes hanger. Don't try to reduce anything. I'm not going to tell you to, you know, you don't need 100 saris. So, but keep the 100 saris. But when you are going to buy a new one, you got to get rid of one of it. Unless you get rid of it, you cannot put another one there. So we become conscious of what we have. You know, have you seen people like for the Goodwill and all that? They bring clothes in trash bags. Some of them even has price tags on it. Right? This is what we call possession, attached to the possessions that, you know, we just want to keep on taking and keeping. So we have to remember whatever we have, okay, whatever the simple things that we have and all that, everything is given by God to us. And we are not the owners. We don't have to feel so possessive towards that one. We always should remember we are just the trustees. Even our own children. You know, he has given because the jiva needed a parent. Parents. And so Bhagavan has selected the two people as the parents. Those parents have to take care of those children until they are ready to go. Afterwards, they don't belong to you. I'm not saying that, you know, you should not have love, you should not call, but you shouldn't have that possessiveness. This is mine, this is mine. See, when you have the possessiveness, your expectation is too much. But if you don't have the possessiveness, just think of, you know, think of one side, put your children and grandchildren on one side. And on the other side, you put your friends' children and their grandchildren. Do you really care that much to your friends' grandchildren? How much we care for your own grandchildren and the children? Why? Because you have that possession, that attachment. This is mine, this is mine, this is mine. So it is so important to recognize that possessiveness and say, no, we don't need to have this possessiveness. That is called aparigraha. So we should see what all we have and see, you know, that's why they have this spring cleaning, right? And have you seen those garage sales? I don't go to garage sales, but I have seen from the outside. Oh my God, I said, you know, where did they collect all these things from? It is not only that, even I'm sure if I go through my house, I'm sure I should be able to get rid of 50% of that. I used to get Swarovski, those crystal things as gifts from Raghu. I have so many of them. I'm not giving it yet. I still have it. I still have it. You know, whenever Raghuji says, if it is somebody's birthday, why don't you just give one of them and say, no, I'm not giving it. See how we have. I might be, you know, wearing white clothes, but I'm still the same Geeta. Okay? So we all, yes.
I deserve
two of those. So I'm just giving, you know, see, when I see my own thing, see, then I realize, you know, like, what am I doing? But there are some things that we cannot get rid of it. So, but is it a must in my life? No, it's all in boxes. I haven't seen them for a long time. When we moved from Warner Robins to Atlanta, you know, it all came in boxes. It is still in the boxes. So like that, you know, the possessiveness is so hard to get rid of it. So the first five yamas are first is ahimsa, satyam, brahmacharyam, asteya, and then aparigraha. So you understood, right? Okay. Now let us go to niyamas. These are the do's, okay? And these are the five things that they give is shaucham, santosham, tapaha, swadhyaya, and ishvara pranidhana. Okay, so shaucham, we all know shaucham is cleanliness. So when we talk about the cleanliness, I'm not going to talk about the in detail about the mind cleanliness. Simple things, cleanliness, be clean physically. We wear clean clothes. Keep your house clean. Okay. See, this, you know, I'm going to talk about just myself, okay? I'm not going to point out to anybody. But I'm just going to say what happens in my own life and it is still happening, okay? So, say, we invite somebody. So, now we don't invite any for social gathering, but we do invite Swamiji's for bhikshas. Okay, so when we know Swamiji is coming, the house has to be cleaned. How do you clean it? You take them and put it in the washroom. Okay, so the house is completely clean because he's not going to come to the washroom or to the garage. Okay, he's not going to come there, but he's going to come to the living room and the family room where you put the red cloth, the orange cloth for him to sit. So we select where he's going to sit. So he's not going to look anywhere else. So the house looks very clean. Are you really clean? We put everything in the drawer. You take it out, open the drawer and just close it. Okay? But to clean that, we never go back. And you want a piece of paper and a pen? Forget it. Then we say, can you please email your address? Because we don't have anything to write. This is Shaucham. It's really, really important that we keep everything clean. See, all this I'm talking to you as a sadhana. To keep your mind pure. When you have a cluttered house, your mind is also cluttered. So that is Shaucham. Okay, the next one is Santosham. Santosham, normally we translate it as happiness, right? But here I just want to say happiness is, instead of happiness, let us say contentment. That's where Santosham is. So this contentment, we should have it at two levels. Okay, one in earning level and one at the owning level. So when first you start with contentment in owning things. You should have contentment with what I already have. If I have the contentment with what I own, then you are not looking for something more to own. So as grihasthas, you know, most of us are grihasthas, of course. Okay, anyway. So if you see in our shastras, there are four stages of life. Brahmacharya, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyasa. All of us know this one. So in a grihastha ashram, it is so important that you have the contentment in what you own, but never contentment in earning. That's very important. You should never have contentment. I will earn about, see how much I need for to live per month. Maybe $3,000 is enough. So I should be content in that. No. Grihastha ashram is the only ashram you can make the money. Grihasthas are the only people who can take care of all the other three ashramas. Brahmacharya, Vanaprastha, and Sannyasa. The retirement life and the Sannyasa. Grihasthas have that responsibility to earn more and more. But when you have the contentment with what you possess, then you have so much more that you have earned. Okay? Then what happens? You are making the wealth for the society, for the country, for the world. And that extra money that you have, how does it go? It goes as dhanam. So first start with the content with what you own. And then as you go in the spiritual path, when the knowledge comes and all that, then comes in the contentment in earning also. That's the time you say, vanaprasthis, you know, say, I have earned enough. And I have done my duty to the society. Now it is turn inward on my own spiritual journey. So that is what you call santosha. So you have to have contentment in that. That is what, you know, Gurudev's the pledge. Producing more than what we consume. So that is called the contentment. So here Guruji says, you know, instead of having the beggarliness, okay, develop a sense of abundance. When you have the sense of abundance, I got so much. When you feel like that, you don't feel like, I need this one, I need this one, I need this one. In our house, okay, all the things that I have, like our eating plates, daily eating plates, they are all about, I think they are about 25, 30 years old. And they are all not matching, okay? Because one is broke and one is these things, you know, they are all different, different. They different, different. You see, that's nice, okay? So my children, they say that, you know, we need to buy something, you know, nice one. I said, no, these are antiques. That's what I tell them. No, we don't need to get rid of this. These are antiques. You know? So when you have this sense of abundance, you don't feel like, you know, I want this, I want this, I want that. So that is, when you have that satisfaction, then that's the best thing, best virtue that you have. So the next one, the third one is tapaha. We all know tapaha is austerity here. Okay. This here, this tapaha, in a, when I say austerity, the Swamiji, when he talked about this one, this is not mine, this is all borrowed. Okay, I am just using my mouthpiece to share with you what I have heard, that's all. Okay, and this tapaha, he says that, you know, austerity at physical level. What is austerity at physical level? He says physical exercise. Keeping the body healthy. That is tapa. That is austerity. If you don't have a healthy physical body, there's nothing you can do about it. So he, you know, he says that olden days, even doing one pradakshina in the temple, it would have been so, you know, big. Some of the, like Madurai temple, and if you go, and if you do one, maybe it's about 1 kilometer or something like that. And people used to go to the river to get water and all. So they were physically strong. But we don't have that one. So now everything, you know, everything has to be like a fast. We don't want to put a lot of effort. Take simple things. Cooking. We used to cook everything on the stove and boil everything and put the... Now what do? Stick it in the microwave for 2 minutes, it's done. And you, so many food that we get now, everything, you know, just microwave and just eat. Even there we are not putting enough effort to cook also for our own sake. And that's, look at the way, that's why how healthy we are compared to the old generations, you know, how healthy they were. So this is tapaha. So we have to, this is where, you know, Gurudev says, you know, what you have is a gift from God, but what you do with it is your gift to God. So he has given this body as a gift, but what we do with this body is, you know, we have that freedom there. So that is called tapaha. And the next one is swadhyaya, right? Yeah. Swadhyaya, number 4. So, as I said, you know, in Sadhana Panchakam, the very first instruction is Vedonitamadiyata. So, study the scriptures. So, it's very important that we study some scriptures. You know, as Gurudev had given a study chart, what should be studied, you know, like each day, like just 2 verses of Bhagavad Gita. And he says, read the 2 verses in the morning and read the meaning. Contemplate on it whenever you have some time. When you go to bed, read the same 2 verses and read the same meaning. And you keep contemplating and go to bed like that. And that Bhagavad Gita becomes you. So that is called swadhyaya. And it says even, you know, like a, we should never, especially when we are on our spiritual path, we should never, never neglect our swadhyaya. We should do some scriptural studies. That's why we say, you know, how important it is to attend the satsangs. You know, so that is the swadhyaya. And the last one is Ishwara Pranidhana. And that is surrender to Lord. surrendering to Lord. Okay, so here when we say surrender to Lord, you know, we have heard so much that we go to so many satsangs, you know, offer all your actions to Bhagavan as Ishwararpana Buddhi, and whatever you get it, take it as Prasada Buddhi. This we have heard again and again and again. And we also chant, at least I chant, at least 10 times a day or even 15 times a day I chant this one. It just automatically comes to my mind. As soon as I think of it just goes away from me. Yat karoshi yadashnasi yajjuhoshi dadasi yat yat tapasasi kontaya tat kurusho madarpanam. So yat karoshi, whatever you do, yadashnasi, whatever you eat. So Bhagavan gives so many of these things. Whatever you do, offer it to me. So I chant it. Mechanically, it just comes out of my mouth. I keep on chanting that. But if you pay attention to that one, that is Ishwara Pranidhana. Surrendering everything to Bhagavan. What is surrendering? When we talk about surrendering, do you take your actions and put it on him, or what do? Surrendering is like when you do an action, as long as you are doing an action, you have the freedom, okay, and you put all your effort in your actions. But once that action is done, okay, then you don't have any control over that, but that action actually becomes the universe. Universe means, you know, this universe is nothing but God. Okay, and the results is according to the universal laws. It doesn't matter. You might want something out of what you have done, but you are not going to get it because it is not in your hands anymore. It has joined the universe. That action is gone. But the results are going to come to you. So when the results come to us, when we accept those results, whether it is good, bad, worse, whatever it is, but you say, well, this is the result of my karma according to the laws that I got it. And when you accept it in sama buddhi, then that is called Ishwara Pranidhana. It is very easy for us to accept when we want the results that we, you know, when we want the way the results should be. If I want an A+ in my test and I worked hard for it also, it's not that, you know, I just want one, but I did work for that one also. If I got an A+, I'm very happy. I say, oh, I got it. And then he says, you know, who got what? And the other person got, you know, maybe A+. A+ is what, 93, okay? And so I got A+, I'm very happy. So you just talk to him, oh, I got it. And some other child, he got also A+, but he got 95. Maybe 2 points more than that. Your joy went down. You made an A+. I said, see, this is the way we want the results, the way we want it, but we don't want to see anybody better than us. But when we surrender to Bhagavan, any results that comes to us, we will not have this kind of feeling. You say, I put my effort, and the results I got is for my efforts. That is called Ishwara Pranidhana. So I finished all the do's and don'ts. Okay? Now, how do we implement these things? That is most important. As I said, you know, we get so many values from everywhere, and we can make a list of it. You go to Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8, 16th verse to the 22nd verse. You go to chapter 12. Right now, that's what that is going on in satsang that I'm doing. And in the 12th chapter, Bhagavan talks about the people who do the saguna upasana, the three qualities that they need. What is that? Sanniyam Mendriyam Gramam Sarvatra Samabuddhayaha, and the third one is Sarvabhuta Hiterataha. So, you know, so if you see, we got values in Bhagavad Gita. If we start listing, maybe it will be 200 or 250 values that is given in the Bhagavad Gita. So we get all these things, but how do you implement these things? That's the most important. This is where I would like to say a few things. So I talked to you about 10 do's and don'ts here, right? So how you can implement is take one of these, any one of them. It doesn't have to be in a line only. Whether you want to do the do's or don'ts or whichever the one that you want to do, take one of that and say that I'm going to implement this one for 1 month. So what you do is first you have to do the sankalpa. You have to make the resolve. I am going to do this one. So how do you make this sankalpa? Every morning before you go to work, take a book and write down that I'm going to practice ahimsa. I'm going to practice ahimsa. Write 24 times. So by writing that is in your head all the time. I'm going to practice ahimsa. I'm going to practice ahimsa. So that thing goes on in your mind the whole day. And then when you come back in the night, okay, sit down and see, did you practice that one or did you fail in any place? We are not going to be able to practice 100%. We are going to fail. It's no problem. Even if we fail, it's no problem. When you see that you have failed, make a note how many times you failed. Okay? So in the beginning, maybe 10 times, 15 times, something like that. But it will come down as you practice. So every time, you know, for every number, for each time that you fail, you take another book and you write Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. 24 times for each time you failed. Then you might be thinking, my God, you know, how many times I have to write? It's true. In the beginning, you will be doing it a lot. But after as it goes, it becomes very less and less. So why do we write Sri Gurubhyo Namaha? Even there, you know, there is a positive thing. First of all, it's a likhita japa. So you are thinking of that. From that, from Gurubhyo Namaha, it is a plural. It is not one guru. It is guru parampara. So you are praying to Bhagavan, I did this wrong. So I'm praying to you, please make sure that I don't do this again. So you write Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha, Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. So one is Likita Japa and the second is Prayashchitta and the third one is you are getting the grace of that your Guru Parampara. And with these things, you know, your commitment becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. So each month try only one. So now, and the other thing is, you know, to make this happen, you should think of the precautions, how I can prevent doing those things. So, because if you don't do it, you know, then you say, well, how I can, see, it is natural for us to see how I can avoid this. Because, you see, the first time you have to write Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha, if you did 10 times, 240 times you have to sit down and write. Then you start thinking, how can I prevent this? Right? See, actually, if you really see these precautions, you know, for example, you see, we see the news or the newspaper. You know, of course, newspaper is nobody is going to even get it nowadays anyway. So if we see, say, for example, we saw an accident. And if you see why that accident happened, maybe they ran a red light. Some very simple thing because of that accident happened. Or they were texting, right? So, no way that is the thing, not the red light, texting, yeah. So, but if you didn't do that one, it's such a simple precaution you could have taken. So same way here also, when we are following our the spiritual path, when we take one value, that is also, we just have to be aware of these things and we can really avoid many, many things, wrong things that we do. And the third one is as I said, it is the prayaschitta, writing this, you know, 10 times for each of that. So you get the grace of God and all. And the last one is the vichara. Whenever we take a value in our life, we should know what value we are taking. We should have the deep study of that value. So every day you can Google it. Just write in Ahimsa in Hinduism, or Ahimsa, just put Ahimsa. So read some of the great people who have written about what is Ahimsa. Then you will get more and more knowledge about that. Because for us, we know Ahimsa is, oh, don't kill this one. Like, you know, yesterday we saw a cockroach, right? And I told Shiva, don't kill it, don't kill it. And we think, oh, there's a big Ahimsa. Right? So don't Himsa. But when you read it more and more about it, then you will see Ahimsa at all stages of our life. What all the wrong the notions we have, all that will go away. The more deeper meaning you know about it, it is, we are going to follow that one. So that is the last one is that vichara. You know, because you see, when we say that Himsa, violence, 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 if we look at it, you know, when we do something like that, Himsa, why do we do it? Most of the time, if you see, it's because of some anger. So then we will come to know, because of anger, I threw a book. I already said Himsa, right? I threw a book. That is also Himsa at physical level. Why did I throw it? Because I was angry for something. So you will see what caused that action. So you will go back to the root of that also by doing the vichara, by studying what we are following. So sankalpa, first you take that resolve that I'm going to do it, and the second is precautions to do that one, and then the prayaschitta, and then the vichara. These four things are very important when we take one value at a time. So there are, I said, you know, 10 commandments, 5 do's and 5 don'ts. So for 10 months, so you did the one. So what is the next 2 months you are going to do? Chutti. No. No chutti, nothing, okay? So if we are serious about it, we should do something also. So the 11th month, so what you are going to do? Learn to give up one bad habit you have. You got a bad habit of nail biting? I'm looking at my son. He doesn't do it now. I haven't seen him do it at all. But before, oh my God. Anyway, so we have lots of bad habits, but we don't even pay any attention to that one. So you decide that, you know, I'm going to get rid of one bad habit in my life. So that, for example, eating sweets. For 1 month you decide to say, I'm not going to eat sweets. How, you know, it becomes such a strong thing. We talk about viveka, vairagya, shatka sampati, samadama and all that stuff. And then controlling your senses and all that. What is this? Same thing. But we don't put it big words, that's all. So like this, you know, so 1 month you get rid of one bad habit in your life. Anything, even, you know, gossiping. That one thing that I hear, we are so good, you know, hey, do you know this person? I don't know, but I think goes. Dash, 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 dash. Right? We never say, I really don't know. We don't know that person. But, you know, we say, oh, I have heard somebody say something like that. What does it matter if you don't know that person? Why can't you be so simple and say, no, I don't know that person. That's it. So So many bad habits we have. We just have to pay attention to that one. Okay. And then 11 months is over. What about the 12th month we are going to do? Take one good value apart from this one. Go to Bhagavad Gita. Make a note of all the values that Bhagavan has given there. And so take one value and try to practice that one. So this is the 1 year program. So once you do 1 year, it just goes again and again. But because I tell you, unless we pay attention to our actions, we don't think that we have these bad things in us. One story I wanted to tell, because I was looking at the time, I said, if I try to tell that story, it will become too long, so I didn't. In the possession, you know, this story just touched me so much. I keep telling this story to everybody. You know, Arjuna and Lord Krishna, they were going somewhere. And it was very hot on that day, and they were very, very tired also. So they both sat under a tree, and Lord Krishna told Arjuna, "Arjuna, you see there is this rich man's house. Go there and tell them Krishna is also sitting under the tree. We are very hungry and thirsty. Can we have some food and water?" So Arjuna went, knocked on the door, and he said, "Krishna is sitting there and we are very hungry, and please give us some food." That man got so angry and he said, "Look at you, how muscular you are. You want to beg? Go and do some work and earn your food. Go, go." And he sent him away. And Arjuna felt very bad. You know, a person who has not begged for anything, when somebody has to beg, that's what, you know, Guruji also had said one time, when they take sannyas, they are supposed to beg, right, for the food. That is the hardest thing that one person can do. They even feel like saying, "I don't want to eat." But going and begging is the hardest thing that we feel, it's humiliating for us. So when Arjuna felt like that, and he came back and he told Krishna, "See, this is what he said." And Krishna said, "Oh, it's okay, let's just go further." And as he was going further, and he blessed this man of this rich mansion, you know, that owner, you know, "Let your wealth become 4 times. He blessed that man. And then he went. And then they came across a small hut. There was an old man, and his only possession was a cow. And there, Arjuna and Krishna, they went there, and Arjuna said, you know, like, "We are very hungry and very thirsty. Can you give us some food?" So that old man said, "Well, I only have a cow. I don't have much in the house. But I will milk the cow and boil the milk and give it to you." So that old man milked it and then boiled and offered with love to Arjuna and Krishna. And they were very happy. And when they left, as they were leaving, Lord Krishna blessed that old man that his cow, let the cow die. Arjuna said, "What? For that man who did not give anything, you blessed that man to have 4 times his wealth. This old man, he had one cow with him, and you blessed him for that cow to die? What kind of a justice is this one?" Arjuna asked. So Krishna said, "Look, he is ready to come to me. That is the only cow that is in possession, and he is attached to that one. When he gets out of that, then he has reached me, and I blessed him." So when we talk about attachment and possession, little things that we have, okay, everything is a bondage for us. Unless we get rid of this bondage, we are not going to go anywhere. So we have to look into our life and see how we can live aparigraha. Okay, that's about it. 5 o'clock. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Thank you, everyone.